are now leaving comedy and heading for policing and police unions. Our first speaker is Julius Givens. Julius recently resigned from his local Chicago police union. He is a Chicago police officer. Julius, why don't you start this segment for us?
Hi, everyone. My name is Julius Givens. While I don't speak on behalf of the Chicago Police Department, I am excited to share with you a few observations with regards to police unions in the United States. First, police unions began to surface en masse in the United States during the 1950s and 60s. And like most unions, police unions exist to serve the interests of their members, police officers. Similarly, police unions negotiate wages, health care, working conditions, etc. However, the principal difference between other union contracts with their employers versus police union contracts are that police contracts also serve to lay rules and regulations for police officers' use of force and even deadly force, and rightfully so. For example, if a teacher in front of her classroom kneeled on the neck of an already restrained student who later died, that teacher would be relieved of her duties without question and justly arrested. Now, if a police officer did the same thing and it was captured on video, that police officer might be allowed a host of reasons for his use of force before being relieved of his duties or arrested. That separates police unions from other labor unions. Since the 1950s and 60s, and due to a rise in violent crime, police unions were successful in negotiating extensive protections for their members under the pretense that police officers are the divide that separates the bad guys from law-abiding citizens. This further compounded as the federal government used police departments across the United States to fight the war on drugs and provided financial resources to do so. Over time, these contracts between police unions and their employers only grew stronger by adding more protections for the police officer. That said, I'd be remiss if I didn't highlight the need for police officers to be legally protected from unwarranted and frivolous allegations. This, given the nature of our work and the diversity of our interactions with citizens, are all too common. This is why the use of body-worn cameras and thorough and unbiased investigations are paramount. They may be able to prove or deny malicious intent or behavior. Second, one common theme in this moment is that police unions protect bad cops. For clarity on why the general public may believe this, first is that it may be true via a police union media campaign defending an officer if that officer's behavior garnered national attention. Second, the police union doesn't protect a bad cop as much as the contract negotiated on his behalf by his union and agreed upon by his employer does protect him. One of the major pieces of negotiations for police union contracts is the disciplinary process for which officers must adhere to. For example, these contracts can mandate the destruction of an officer's disciplinary history and can even put limits and constraints around the internal investigation process, therefore making it difficult to ensure accountability. Third, police unions are often the most powerful labor organizations within any given city, especially large urban cities, and account for significant portions of the local budget. Police union powers come from their members, but more important, from their political investments. For clarity, a common political investment goes like this. Police unions invest financially into a political candidate's election or re-election. That candidate is then indebted to that police union. And when it comes time to cast a vote on a new police contract, that debt is often paid in a yes vote for the benefit of the police union. An example of the other side of that coin is what took place in the most recent San Francisco District Attorney's race. Police unions across California pooled over $700,000 to campaign against Chasse Boudin, a progressive, former public defender, and board member of the national nonprofit Restore Justice, running for district attorney. Boudin would later go on to win his race, even as he was matched dollar for dollar by the police unions alone. An important note I want to share is that while I am no longer a member of my Chicago Police Union, I am pro-labor union that serve the interests of their members and the public those members are sworn to protect. Those interests must be aligned if we are to move forward under the notion of we the people. Thank you all for your time.
Thanks, Julius.